Welcome to Hysterical Horizons. I'm your host, Amber St. Lucifer. And you know what we're here to do today? We're here to feel good today. It's going to be a short episode because I've got to tell you, good things are on their way. Right now, there's potentially aliens or an advanced civilization or time travelers flying around in our sky. The government released footage of it and everybody just kind of ignored it. And I just find that strange because when the government tells you to wear a mask, you either rally against it or you rally for it. I'm not saying either or about the whole mask shenanigans. I'm just saying if you trust the government at all, then when they show you advanced technology, like thousands of years more advanced than ours, and that it's defying the laws of physics, why wouldn't you believe it? And why wouldn't you think that changes everything and like just kind of makes us go, well, shit, if we based in our entire lives around physics and they've changed, or you can circumnavigate them, or you can defy them, or they're just completely fucking wrong either way. That means that if we're wrong about that, we could be wrong about so much. And there could be so much better, more wonderful things in store for us in the world. And all it takes is opening your heart and your mind. It just takes not closing your mind going, that's impossible. I don't believe that there could actually be a force like in the Star Wars movies. This invisible energy that just surrounds and binds us and connects us all to every living thing and all of creation. Why not? We can't see Wi-Fi, but it's very real and it works. Why couldn't there be some other kind of energy thing? I mean, if you think about it, energy is how everything works. It's how they send a signal from an Xbox or a PlayStation or a computer to a TV. Somehow there's energy in our phones that's allowing these recordings to come to you. And I mean, yes, scientists can explain how they make the phenomena work, but can they actually explain to you what it means, why it works? Like, they know that it works, but do they know why it works? That's the better question. Do they understand why it works and what it could also mean? Just like the quantum physics experiments where people had a computer generating random number sequences in a lead-lined room. And it generated the same number sequences until a human being entered the room. And then it generated completely different number sequences. Just like when you have an object in the center of space right now that's beaming out signals that are completely inconsistent. In other words, it's not like natural phenomena, because natural phenomena has a general consistency. It doesn't start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, as if it's performing some kind of Morse code. And perhaps maybe that might be worth looking at. Perhaps maybe the transmissions could be some kind of Morse code. And why wouldn't it be from some kind of alien life form? Why would you rule that out as a scientist who cannot take a spaceship to where that thing is and look at it and go, here, that's what it is? The whole thing of science is trying to look at evidence, and the evidence that it's not alien is just because we haven't seen them yet. But wait, hold the fucking phone. We have seen them now. Why aren't people talking about these stories which could actually give us hope? Could it be because there are powers and forces at work that are trying to divide instead of unite us, that are trying to bring us to the dark depths of despair instead of lifting us up with hope and love? Well, I've got wonderful news for you. If there is such a force, if there is something trying to bring us to those dark depths of despair, then it's for a very simple reason. We are winning. The world will eventually, and sooner, much, much sooner, sooner than we could ever imagine, become a utopia where there is no death, where no one ever grows old, where everyone's happy and joyous, and you're free to be whoever you want, even if you're an asshole, because we'll all understand each other and we'll all understand that your freedoms to be who you are need to be protected so that I have my freedoms to be who I am. And that means we have to be free to say and do whatever we wish, so long as we are not hurting another person, trying to destroy their life, or trying to make their life a living hell, or trying to end their life. That's it. It's as simple as that. And so long as you stand and defend the person's life, then we're good. But we don't even have to defend lives right now. No. Because what we have to do right now, I mean, if we're just sitting around in America with nothing to do but running around rioting, protesting, looting, and destroying shit, then we have to realize that that hasn't gotten the message across. Because we don't need to. Because we are all aware of the message. It's us that needs to know these things. And we are all learning these things. And if we stop getting so angry and out of control, and if we stop thinking that it's hopeless, we will realize that we are in the best time ever, because something is changing, because something is trying to turn all of us against one another so that we just destroy ourselves. And if all of this spiritual and science fiction-y shit is not imaginary, if it's not a byproduct of some weird mind control MK Ultra bullshit, then it means all we have to do is live, love, and enjoy our lives. As long as we're happy, then they can't make us hurt ourselves or other people. As long as we're happy, we can do good for ourselves. And then if we have a chance to do good for somebody else, we will be able to do that good. And that is all that matters. That's it. So everyone, thank you so much for listening to this short, brief episode of Hysterical Horizons, and we will catch up with you very soon. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you. I hope you've enjoyed spending this time with me. I love you all. You are all my cosmic Ohana, and remember that Ohana means no one gets left behind or forgotten. However, if someone is making you feel like you've been left behind and forgotten, then realize they are not your true Ohana, no matter how much you wish that they were. You have to walk away and let them go. Thank you so much. Stay lifted. Stay happy. Do whatever makes you feel good. That's all we have to do, is just keep on keeping on and keep those vibes staying strong. Peace, love, prosperity, abundance, kindness, joy, happiness, nurturing, healing, wonderment, bliss, and miracles to all and everyone. Even the evilest of motherfuckers, because maybe, just maybe, if they got some of that goodness in there, they'd stop being so fucking evil. Because after all, the evil motherfuckers are already doing their evil. So it's not like sending some good positive vibes their way could hurt. It could only help. We have to not be afraid to live our lives and to live and love and to rejoice positively and to have fun, even while we don't think that we should have fun. Because those who are suffering would want you to have fun, because they want to have fun and they cannot have fun. If you cannot help them directly, then do not throw away what you should be grateful for, because that would hurt them most of all. Thank you so much. I love you all.